Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This 10th year of Daily Tech News Show is made possible by its listeners. That's you. Thanks to all of you, including Philip Shane, Paul Boyer, Brad, and our lifetime supporter, JCCIM. Thank you. On this episode of DTNS, was it Wonderlust or just 90 minutes of everything Apple, or maybe both? We'll break down everything worthy from Apple's live event today. Plus, yes, there's other tech news, okay? We're going to talk about that too. This is the Daily Tech News for Tuesday, September 12th, 2023. From Studio Aria Baralis, I'm Sarah Lane.
From just the edge of Atlanta, I'm Nico Montfort.
And a little farther out in the suburbs of Atlanta, this is Terrence Gaines.
And on the other side of the country, I'm the show's producer, Roger Chang.
Oh, the SnobOS team is with us. We're a few years strong going on here. We do our Apple events together. Nika and Terrence, so glad to have you on the show. We are going to get to everything Apple, but as I said earlier, there is other news, and we're going to talk about those quick hits now. TikTok has rolled out its e-commerce business in the United States after months of testing. In a blog post, TikTok announced that more than 150 million users in the U.S. will now be able to see videos and live streams with links to buy items that they might see in their feeds. The new tool is designed for content creators and brands and also merchants to create shoppable content.
It's official. Intel announced the Thunderbolt 5 specification Tuesday. With promised speeds up to 120 gigabytes per second, theoretical support of 540 hertz gaming monitors, 240 watts of charging power, and more, accessories and PCs won't actually get Thunderbolt 5 until 2024, but when they do, it will be compatible with previous versions of Thunderbolt and USB. It also supports multiple 8K monitors, three 4K monitors at 144 hertz, and up to 240 watts charging.
Meta recently added keyword search on Threads, but the app is blocking searches for certain potentially sensitive words like vaccines, COVID, and other words that have previously been linked to misinformation on Facebook and Instagram. Adam Mosseri, head of Instagram, who also oversees Threads, says the company is, quote, trying to learn from past mistakes and believes it's better to bias towards being careful as we roll out search.
At its Amazon Accelerate conference in Seattle, Amazon announced a pilot test to let its 2 million merchant partners deliver inventory directly to physical retail stores and warehouses in addition to their online offerings. The service is called Multi-Channel Distribution and is in addition to Buy with Prime, which already lets merchants pay Amazon to deliver products to customers who make purchases on non-Amazon sites.
A small number of iPhone 15 models manufactured in India could be available on launch day for the first time ever. Apple didn't mention this specifically in its announcement, which we will get to in a few, but the company has built iPhones in India since back in 2017. Now, this time, a small number built in India could go on sale immediately in some regions. This is all part of Apple's plan to diversify manufacturing in the face of supply chain risks, in part due to tensions between the U.S. and China, which were ongoing. All right, we're still going to talk about that Apple announcement, but there is other news. So we're going to talk about a little bit of Google first. On Tuesday, the U.S. Department of Justice and Google kicked off a case. This is going to be going on for a while, so you might be hearing about it today, but you're going to hear about it more on the show going forward. The lawsuit was originally filed back in 2020 over Google's search empire. What is being argued at this point is sort of half of that initial case. The Department of Justice claims that Google has maintained its dominance unlawfully, making deals with Apple, Mozilla, other companies, so that it was the default on nearly every search bar that a U.S., definitely U.S.-based user might see inside a browser, including Google allegedly paying big sums for Prime placement in Safari in particular. Safari, obviously Apple's browser. Unsurprisingly, Google is denying that these deals are anti-competitive. Google says it's already published various rebuttals to the Justice Department's case, and which was most recently in an overview that was published on Friday, because a lot of the stuff is public record. The company argues that consumers are able to switch between search engines. It's not preventing them from doing so. They can do that easily, and companies just want to use Google as a default because it's the best search engine. Now, I tend to agree with Google on that, but is it anti-competitive? Like I said, we'll be covering a lot of this as the trial continues, but just around the horn, Terrence, we'll start with you. Do you think Google is in a antitrust situation? It has been compared to kind of what Microsoft went through back in the 1990s.
Anti-competitive, maybe technically, word-wise, probably not. But two things can be true at the same time. I'm pretty sure Google has made sure to grease the palms, for lack of a better term, for all these companies, like you mentioned, Apple, Mozilla, and other companies, to make sure that Google is the de facto default. Now, whether or not it's the actual default, I don't know if that's going to work, simply because Google does say, hey, you know, we just make it easier for them to do it. We don't default to it. But again, you know, the person with the most money, they're not going to be seen favorably. But I don't know if that's illegal.
Nika, what are your thoughts? I remember when, especially when, you know, the smartphone world that we live in now was just coming into play. There was a lot of talk about, you know, what's the default search engine? You know, what are our options? I don't hear a lot of noise about that anymore.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of interested that this kind of came to a head with the Department of Justice, because if you think about in our normal nomenclature, everyone says Google it. You could be using Bing, you could be using Yahoo, you could be using any search, but in our common lexicon, Google is synonymous with the search. I think, you know, for people who aren't getting the benefit from this, it may kind of irk them. I don't think it's necessarily illegal, especially when you have other large companies partnering with Google. So it's not something that's, you know, being forced for other companies to use. It's like, okay, we realize that this search engine is the most popular. We know we're not likely going to topple it. So let's see how we can work in that partnership. And companies that don't want to work in that partnership, they're kind of left on the bubble. So I think they're, you know, maybe the ones that are kind of pushing this along a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we will continue to follow the story. I think it's supposed to go about 10 weeks, at least this particular part of the antitrust, as it's being called, trial, Google versus the DOJ. We will keep you updated as as we learn more. But today is a big day for Apple enthusiasts, or even if you're not an Apple enthusiast, you might have just hated that announcement that they just gave us. The show is for all of us. So let's talk about everything that was announced at Apple's Wonderlust event today. It started at 10 a.m. Pacific time, ran just under an hour and a half. We had a kind of long sketch off the top that was a little corny, a little cringy, but some people liked it, starring Octavia Spencer as Mother Nature. This was Apple's way to showcase that the company is becoming a carbon neutral company, and showcased what they've done thus far: wind farms, figuring out how to use recycled materials in all of their products. That was pushed pretty heavy off the top, but let's get into the nuts and bolts. We started with the Apple Watch, and then we went into the iPhone. So let's start with the Apple Watch. We'll go chronologically the way that they did in the event. Apple Watch starting at $399. In fact, all the prices that we're going to talk about, this is the starting price. So we got the Series 9 Apple Watch, got a new S9 chip in the Apple Watch. Some pretty cool stuff. On-device processing will let Siri tell you your health data with the watch that you're wearing. Previously, this was something that would connect to, well, and it still will, connect to your iPhone and be able to get it through the health app. But this is something that wasn't available on the watch itself before. Launching with English and Mandarin language at first, other languages to follow. And before I get into some of the other specs, Nika, Terrence, what were your initial thoughts here?
Not a lot going on. you know, it was pretty,
you were not wowed, surprised.
Well,
and delighted.
Not necessarily not wowed. There was a, you know, a couple features, you know, that we'll probably get into, but overall it was like, yeah, this is what it is. I don't know if that's because of the rumor mill, you know, kind of not leaked, but we kind of knew all this information. But that's every year they leak enough information to where when the actual announcement comes, we're kind of like, check, check, check. And it feels like that's another one of those years. This year is kind of like, check that off the list. Check that off the list. Nothing to see here. Let's keep moving.
Mm-hmm. We've got watchOS 10 letting people more easily share data between each other. 18-hour battery life, so that's pretty on par with, you know, it's certainly not worse than the previous gen. This one actually was funny, and, you know, somebody tell me if I'm crazy. The idea that you can find your lost iPhone more easily just by being able to look at your watch and see, you know, you're 10 feet away, you're 5 feet away type thing. You know, the whole make the iPhone make a terrible noise thing I use on my Apple Watch all the time because I'm always losing my phone. That seems to work well. I suppose this would be great if you've got somebody in your house that's sleeping, or just gives you more options.
Or recording a super popular show.
Something like that. What I did think was pretty fun is the new double tap gesture. So Apple called it double tap. This is the idea that you can put your thumb and forefinger together to basically mimic using the crown on the watch itself to perform a variety of tasks. This is indispensable. I cannot tell you how many times I've been on the Stairmaster at the gym. The gym is not the only place that you would need this. But, you know, your hands are full type thing. And just been like, I can't screw around with my watch right now. I can't do that. But I could do the double tap and tell you know who to allow me to do something. Now, it was mentioned in our Discord while we were doing the event, our DTNS Discord earlier, that this has been an accessibility option for a while, at least in some sense. This is never anything that I've played around with before, but boy, will I use it going forward.
And I have to say, you know, I definitely, this was along with the precision finding for the iPhone, that was pretty cool because, like Sarah, I use the little ding noise all the time because I lose my phone. But for me, the like pinching feature, the double tap is what they call it. That feature is definitely, you know, going to be useful in a myriad of cases. accessibility for people with disabilities, for sure. But to me, I think the thought behind it, I won't say sinister, but a little bit more clever, is the indoctrination of Vision Pro. Because if you remember when they announced Vision Pro, most of the way that you control the Vision Pro is with this same feature. So, and Tim made sure to announce, you know, we're on schedule for Vision Pro at the beginning of next year. So this is kind of the slow indoctrination of using Vision Pro and using these gestures in the Apple ecosystem. And when I saw, you know, the initial use of it, my mind went straight to Vision Pro and said, they're starting now to get folks in the habit of using this gesture.
Yeah, that's such a good point. I hadn't even thought about that. I was like, this is going to be so great because I use my Apple Watch for all sorts of stuff during the day, but it can be slightly cumbersome, you know, to be fooling around on the face itself. This has a lot to do with Vision Pro. You know, instead of someone, I don't know, let's say a developer gets their hands on one early next year, is like, the double tap, no one's used to that. How do we do this? You're going to have, you know, at least some Apple enthusiasts who are like, oh, yeah, no, this is very normal. This is not something I have to learn or get used to.
And I'm assuming this feature is specific to the Apple Watch Series 9 because of the S9 chip. Is that a safe assumption or?
That's what they said. Yeah. It's okay. S9 chip feature only. Yep.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was just going to piggyback that this is a dope feature because a lot of the times my hands are wet, whether it be from washing dishes or actually I use my watch in the shower to control my playback functions for the podcast. I'm taking a shower. So every time I go to take my finger, it's like, oh, that's not going to work because my finger's wet. So being able to do the quick little double tap, probably the feature that, you know, stood out the most, you know, I can only speak for myself, but I'm assuming for everybody else, because your hands are so busy and to be able to quickly start and stop things, turn things off, whatever the case may be. I'm pretty sure that people will quickly, like Nika said, be indoctrinated to that. I just hope we mentioned this in the pre-show earlier. I'm hoping that it's a little bit better than the back tap accessibility feature on the iPhone. Like you mentioned, Sarah, you can go into the accessibility features on your phone and do the back tap and then do different things, you know, screenshots, whatever the case may be. I haven't had that much success with using that consistently. So I'm hoping
you have to tap pretty hard to get it to do what you want to do. You have to give it a nice little, some pressure to get it to do it's whatever like you assign the double tap to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I'm definitely hoping this is better than that.
Yeah, for all of our patrons, don't worry. The show is definitely going to run into GDI. So some of the stuff that we're kind of scratching the surface of, we will talk about once DTNS wraps up. But just some other fairly big Apple Watch announcements. We got some new colors, pink aluminum cases. Got some people that I saw, and I was about to say Twitter. I guess it's called X now. It's still where I have the most fun with announcements like this. People being like, yay, pink aluminum. You know, it's a color people like. Big focus on sustainability. Boy, we saw this woven through the entire announcement, but because Apple Watch was the announcement out of the gate, a lot of talk of being carbon neutral, using watch bands that are, you know, that flow exactly into what Apple is trying to do going forward, with an emphasis specifically on no more leather. No more leather in Apple products, everybody. They have a new textile for the Apple Watch, for one of the band they call Fine Woven. Mm-hmm. They have four new Hermes bands, none of them leather. And hey, you know, unless you really want leather, Apple is no longer the place to get a band unless you're going third party.
Were people really getting the leather band, the leather bands?
I don't know. That watch. Was yeah, what I so was thinking.
Yeah.
So it's such an exercise thing to me. I'm like, leather is not quite right.
A friend of mine has three Hermes, bands for her Apple Watch. And we were chatting, you know, throughout the announcement, and I was like, well, you know, because she was thinking about should she get a new watch or not. And she was like, well, I think I'm going to stick with my Series 7 because I have the bands. I was like, yeah, if you want to keep those leather Hermes bands, you're going to have to probably stick with that because leather is out. She was like, they're still doing Hermes. I said, yes, they are, but no more leather. And she was like, I have to have my leather. So there are people who are really into.
I mean, I used to feel that about my car. It's like, I have to have leather, you know? I mean, why do I even work hard if not for leather? Now I have like some leather alternative in my Volvo and I'm totally fine with it. All right. Before we move on from the Apple Watch, we also got, a bid on the Apple Watch Ultra 2, starting at $799. 99% recycled material. Apple's sticking with this whole sustainability thing. We got new band colors, a new modular Ultra Watch face that people are kind of happy about. Let's circle back to that. But because the interest of time is at hand and we have to talk about the new iPhones. But first, before we do, just a reminder, sometimes we talk about Apple, but we try to be somewhat agnostic here on DTNS. For all you Android fans out there, we haven't forgotten you. Ron Richards and Wen Tui Dao have a show just for you called Android Faithful, and it's really good. It's a podcast devoted exclusively to Android news and information. Catch it Tuesdays at 8 p.m. East Coast, 5 p.m. Pacific. Watch it live or subscribe to it right now at androidfaithful.com. In fact, they are recording a new show tonight.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Claude 3 model family from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point on the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who trust Anthropic to keep them at the frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
All right, y'all, let's talk about the iPhone 15 starting at $799. We got the 15 Plus that's starting at $899. All models now getting the Dynamic Island, which was introduced last year. That's kind of fun. That includes the SE model, which starts at $429. So I don't know. I mean, what are we thinking about these prices, folks? We had heard rumors that, the iPhone 15 they're going to jack up the price. And I think some people were pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, they're keeping the prices the same.
Yeah, and not only that, they're offering what the 128 as the base model storage. Yeah, so that I'm pretty sure a lot of people are happy about that because anything under that is almost hard with photos nowadays. But that's just me.
And the trade-in values too. I don't remember the trade-in values being that high, unless I never trade mine in because I'm a hoarder of tech. But they were talking about, what you could, the trade-in value, and it seemed pretty high if I'm not mistaken.
It's more, but again, you can still.
I've been promised this before by Apple though. And sometimes when you go through, all of the steps to tell them what you have and how it might not be in pristine condition, you're like, oh, okay, it's not actually worth what you But that's also saying like base model versus the model that you actually want, not always the same price.
But as a notice, as somebody does do a lot of trading and a lot of third party selling, put forth the effort and sell it third party, because Apple's still going to try to get you. So right. You're better off.
Yeah. It's like
you're better off going to Facebook Marketplace, OfferUp, even though those are a hassle. The extra money is worth it, in my opinion.
We got a new OLED screen. Also, Apple touted the 48 megapixel main rear cam. Of the trifecta of cams. This is a big one. Also, and this I noted this right away because I thought it was interesting. Machine learning creating auto create portrait mode. Now, Apple used a different term for this. I think it was computational tech. And I was like, it's machine learning. Which is, listen, if you've got an issue with AI in your device, Apple's not the first company to roll this out. But other companies have really gotten flack for this sort of thing. Oh, well, it's, you know, it's not really the photo that, you know, they were promising you. The sensor isn't really that great. They're doing some, you know, device processing. I'm not personally upset about this. You know, good picture is good picture.
A good picture is a good picture. You said it.
Absolutely. There you go.
And let's be honest, no one can really complain about AI machine learning now because it's literally baked into everything that we have coming out now. So, you know, this is where we are. So take the really good picture that you're going to get out of this and keep it moving.
All right, let's talk about USB-C. This was one of the most highly anticipated evolution, I guess, that Apple was expected to announce. They did. USB-C. We're going USB-C going forward. Apple talked a lot about how if you've got a variety of Apple devices, this makes, you know, data transfer between everything that much easier. Okay, now I'm going to be a weirdo right now and just say, and this is probably because right now at my DTNS desk, I've got a Magic Trackpad, Magic Keyboard, both use Lightning. I've got a couple Lightning cables off to the side. I've saved them over the years. However, I'm, you know, getting them. I don't have an issue with Lightning in general. I understand why people want USB-C, particularly if they're thinking about changing OSs, where they just have so many other devices that use something else. I feel like if you're already an Apple person, and I think we can all say that the three of us are, this was not something I was like jumping up and down cheering about, but maybe I'm missing something.
To me, it was a natural progression of the evolution of Apple devices. If we even go back and take a look at Apple Silicon, you know, how they eventually got all of the devices, all the MacBooks on Apple Silicon. They started with, you know, USB-C back on the iPad Pro. So, you know, then you got more devices using it. To me, it's just a natural flow of progression to get everything on USB-C. Then add into what's going on with Europe and them forcing the USB-C on the iPhones. It, to me, it was inevitable and it was naturally going to come at some point.
Yeah, you know, Apple does try to hype things up, but this is not necessarily a nothing burger. Is that what they
yeah, that's what
that word still makes me chuckle. But anyway,
what is that supposed to be? A burger that just has no meat?
Right. I don't know. I don't know where it comes from.
I got it. I get the gist.
I can't think of the last time I plugged my phone up to do anything, really. Looking on my desk, I've got a wireless key charger. And then if I go to my work desk, I've got a couple of Logitech devices, mouse, keyboard. And then at my nightstand, I've got it on one of those MagSafe charger. So I can't really think of the last time I plugged up my phone to do anything. Well, with the exception of maybe in my car, but I'm not even in my car that much. So, you know, personally, I don't think I'll realize the benefit of USB-C either.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you're at home going, here's why it's great, you're all missing the point. Do let us know. Feedback at dailytechnewsshow.com. Yeah. Yeah, well, Sam. I want to be more excited about really using it. Yeah, I'm like, I got the USB-C chargers. It's all good, but I have Lightning too for other things.
I think
all right, we also have the iPhone 15 Pro. 6.1-inch display starting at $999, not 10. That starts at 128 gigs of storage. And then we have the Pro Max. I already have the Pro Max. I am Pro Max 13. So I was looking for something that was something besides a 6.7-inch display for $1,200, starting at 256 gigs of storage. Not because I don't have that. I do. I was hoping for something that made it, you know, that I just couldn't refuse to upgrade. Not sure I'm there yet. Not sure I'm there yet. But I also have a phone that's in good shape. But the Pro Max and the Pro both have thinner borders. That was going on in the rumor mill for quite a bit. So that's true. Lighter weight for those who like a larger phone, but thought that the previous phones were kind of heavy. That actually was a complaint. I heard quite a bit with some folks. Ceramic shield on the front screen for the Pro and the Pro Max help it be stronger than ever if it sustained a fall, something like that. New titanium finishes. Another note that we got in our Discord when we were talking about this during the event is like, does this mean that people need cases less? Now, if you're a case person, you're a case person. And cases aren't just about protecting your phone, often it's style, you know, or a combination of two. I've never been a case person. I've also shattered a lot of iPhones. So, you know, I'm interested to see how the titanium actually does well. Apple touted more repairability internally. The new action button that used to be on the left-hand side to basically either go silent or not silent now is an action button, which mimics the watch in a way, I suppose, where you can say, yeah, we can still do that, but we can also assign that action button to something else that makes more sense to us. Kind of makes me wonder how you would mute the phone easily if that's not what the action button was. But I think choice is good.
Yes, specifically for me, because I am more and more and more trying to get into shortcuts and the ability to use the action button to run shortcuts, i.e. home automation, run lights, run any sort of quick actions that you normally do, like tell my kids to wash the dishes. I can quickly press that button and fire off that message real quick. Just a way to personalize the device. That's how I look at the quick button, the action button, is a way to further customize your device to your liking. And I think a lot of people will, you know, I guess especially appreciate that now that prices are going up, even though the base for the 15 Pro Max, I think it's $256 base. Even though that does, you know, drive up the price, you know, having the ability to personalize your device, I think people look forward to that a little bit.
Yeah, Nika, if you were to program the action button to do something besides mute, what would you do?
Honestly, I don't know. I think for me, the mute is kind of it because it's like I don't want to hear all these noises. And my phone usually stays on silent anyway. I don't like all of the extra noises. But maybe, I guess, depending on the situation. So say if I'm at a concert, then maybe I want the photo because I'm taking pictures. Or if I'm at an event, I'm taking pictures. It's easier to access. So to me, it will be more situational based on the situation that I'm in that I would need something where I would need a quick action. Like with the translate, if I'm traveling somewhere, then I'll like turn that on. So if I need to have something translated quickly, it's there and it's available. So for me, it's more situational than, you know, it being a static use for the button. It will likely change for whatever situation that I'm going into.
Real quick, I think with the action button, if you press and hold it, it does the mute. But if you just press it one time, that's when you can do the actions or customize it. So I think the quick mute is still there. You just got to press and hold it versus just flipping it like you
know. Oh, that's right. Because they said it gives you a haptic. It gives you a haptic when you do when you toggle silent and not silent.
Right.
So I think you're right. Yeah.
We got the A17 Pro chip in the Pro and the Pro Max, 3-nanometer process. Got a lot of, well, I was about to say cheers from the crowd. There were some people. This was a hybrid event, so there were actually some people at Apple. But when I say cheers, I mean people on Twitter saying, yay, we're so excited about this. A lot of emphasis on how much mobile gaming will be able to take advantage of this, being able to just support ray tracing, and also USB 3 speeds. That's new. We've got a new macro mode for the Pro and Pro Max in the photography side. We've got, for folks who are doing a lot of creative work, ProRes to either a Mac or an external storage drive is a big deal. There's no degradation of quality. Spatial video. To your point earlier, Nika, about getting people ready for the Vision Pro, this made a lot of sense to me. Again, here's what you can do on an iPhone. And when you get that Vision Pro later, you're already pretty used to the idea of immersive video, or photos as well. These are both available starting September 22nd. All right. So we got some other stuff, some iCloud Plus. New options for those of you who use iCloud. To your point, Terrence, if you don't have a lot of onboard storage, you might use iCloud for a lot of stuff. Apple's giving you some more options there. macOS Sonoma has gotten some release dates. September 26th, iOS 17, tvOS 17, watchOS 10 are all coming September 18th. And Apple has quietly, because they never talk about this at their announcements, discontinued the 5.4-inch iPhone 13 mini, which, by the way, a handful of people I know love that phone. Say that that's the form factor. Why do you all want these huge phones? You're all crazy. Well, not enough people bought them. Apple will still be selling the iPhone 13 and iPhone 14 for time to come. Now, I know we, again, have some other stuff to talk about when we can dig deeper into some of our favorite parts of this announcement, what we think is cool, what we think, I don't know, was overblown or anything in between. But for now, Nika Monfort and Terrence Gaines, the co-host of Snob OS Podcast, thank you so much for being with us. At this point, I couldn't do without you.
Thanks for having us. It's always a good time to come in and talk with you guys.
Indeed. Nika, where can people find some of your other work online?
You can find me pretty much everywhere on social media at TechSavvyDiva. Connect with me there.
Indeed. Terrence Gaines, what about you?
Of course, you can find me over the internet, i.e. Twitter. Like you mentioned, Twitter is no longer called X, but your mama named you Twitter. I'm going to call you Twitter. So you can find me at Twitter, at Brother Tech. You can find me and Nika at Snob OS Cast, where we talk all things Apple, and we'll definitely get into a deep dive on tomorrow's show. And in addition to that, myself, Rob Dunwood and Stephanie Humphreys does a weekly Tech From Our Perspective on The Tech John. That's TheTechJawn.com.
Friend of mine sent a thing over on Twitter. Terrence, I know you saw it, about the word John. It was like, Philly.
It made it to the dictionary.
Like,
exactly.
May I introduce you to one of my favorite tech podcasts? So it's always good to bring that full circle. But reminder, patrons, stick around for the extended show. Good day, Internet. We are going to expand on our Apple event discussion because there's just too much to do in 30 minutes. But just a reminder, you can catch DTNS live. We do it live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 2000 UTC. And you can find out more at dailytechnewsshow.com/live. We're back doing it all again tomorrow with Scott Johnson. Talk to you then.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.